Justin Wayne.
Yeah, yeah. What up, y'all? We're still in the corner. No, 9, 9. KB. Let's do it. Solo remix. You know that all of this time, we all on a grind. We're here to make you fall in love with the rhyme. And here to the vision and the genius in it. I love how I can find the release of finding it. Cause it's infinite. From a youngin' to an older man, we've been fitted. Then we hit him with the fam season crispness. Cause if C didn't get me to write my freeze down, I wonder where the hell would I be now. Please tell me, what in the devil else would I do? And imagine what other kind of trouble I'm into. Even though I'm so imperfect, I'm so determined. Been doing this for too long to be crashing and burning, man. Cause
it's gonna be me and the movement. Yeah. It's only gonna be about the music. Uh-huh. You know that we've been doing this for too long. It's all of this time. Yeah, we'll never stop this journey. So much game, so determined. Uh-huh. You know that we've been doing this for too long. It's all of this time.
And there's a clock ticking, still the plot thickens. We driven like no other, while y'all's cockpitting. Into my lap, the plan of attack.
Relax.
Isn't it exquisite? Chilling with some fam on the track. KB, rapper from South Park. No stressing, more doubt, y'all. The level we at now, we never gon' back down. Kia Ora to Solo, peace for the remix. Paying homage to Nice on some Kiwi G shit. Letting everybody know the TMF team sick. Visualizing on some international dreaming. Saying peace to MEL City, cause we leaving. And we ain't coming back unless we really got a reason. Hey, but that ain't saying I ain't gonna miss ya. We just schmoozing around the globe for a broader picture. But y'all losing your load, I'm losing control. I got a spliff and a project hit button from
the beginning. Go through, had a lot of other people say we're through, saying we can't do, saying you won't do, but fulfilling our dreams, something we must do. And we're tapping, yeah, when we up on the scene, can't stop what we got, and you know what I mean, yeah. Keep it until my time is through, KBSA 210, we yeah. Oh, it's gonna be me and the movement, it's only gonna be about the music. You know that we've been doing this for too long, it's all of this time. We'll never stop this journey. So much game, so determined. You know that we've been doing this for too long, it's all of this
Yes, that was a song from the Movement Fam. They are from Australia. They've moved to Toronto. And that particular track was from one of the sort of group members called Notion. And the album they've got is On the Corner of Notion and Ninth. And that tune was called All of This Time. And it was featuring a rapper called KB. Yes, so kicking off second half of the show. Don't normally play hip hop, but we played. We had Rob One's launch of his new album, African, last week, so we had to play some of that from him. And in the first hour, and so I figured we'd throw a little in the second hour as well. I hope you're doing well. Welcome to the second half of the show. We have Claire Nicholson we're going to be speaking to her a little bit later about her album launch, which is tomorrow night at the Wheelbarrow, which was the Flower Pot. Now the Wheelbarrow. What's it going to be next? The Window Seat? That wasn't funny. You didn't laugh at all, Jane. No, she wasn't listening. Oh, right. So she could have laughed had she been listening. It's possible. I have a lovely cup of tea. I hope you do as well. It is that time of the show where you should have a cup of tea. If you're listening on the train, hello to you, Simon. Hope you're doing well. And travel safe. Travel safe. The next tune we're going to play for you is a... what's in there? All right. This is... This band is called The Debate Team. They're a fantastic band. They've got members of OK Go, The Hush Sound, and some other band I'm forgetting that I will look at the press release and get back to you on. Fantastic stuff here. Fantastic indie rock stuff. I know we haven't played much indie rock yet. Been acoustic, been hip hop. Let's play some indie rock now. Yeah, let's do it. It's the debate team. It's called Curious Pair. It's the Justin Wayne Show on Recharge Radio.
Walking down the street, I thought I saw my face. All the same features, but a different race. He had my chin, and he had my nose. When we locked eyes, we both smiled and froze.
Go with something you know, and my alcoholic friends are better. friends.
Justin Wayne, Justin Wayne, podcasting all over the planet. Justin Wayne, he's got your independent music fix. Justin Wayne,
it's the Justin Wayne Show.
Come into my parlor, said the spider to the other spider. Tell me, are you spider or are you fly? Your wings blow gossamer, your body black and shiny, a million tiny crystals in your eye. Hey, count the legs, replied the spider. Feel the threads I spin you. I'm as a arachnid I could be. But let us mesh our webs together from the ceiling to the leather sofa over there, just you and me. No, one web is enough, said Spider One. No two are better. Only one can be the master of it all. I know, said Spider Two, and slowly finished biting through the threads that held old Spider One upon the wall. Now, come into my parlor, said the other spider. How, said Spider? I'm just a spider, ain't no fly. Oh, I'll climb walls forever. I don't know even whether I'll be stuck down here until I die. Oh no, please come back here, said Spider 2. Now I'm so lonely. Climb this thread that I've lowered in your way. Hey, lonely, said the spider. You're a spider. We are lonely. I don't trust your thread to hold me anyway. And so the spider scuttled to the opposite far corner, where a new and shining web was soon his own. Now I don't know whether those two spiders were too clever, but I do know that each one just died alone. So come into my parlor, said the spider to the other spider. Tell me, are you spider? Are you fly? Oh, come into my parlor, said the spider to the other spider.
Mio, 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 mio.
Just a bull in love with a fish. And I see the future and the lines on my wrist. You may not believe in the fate of the stars, but you watch me dream and you cling to my heart. I know I'm your kind of crazy, and you know it too. The sidewalks, one square at a time. In the park I name sparrows after friends who have died. I've tried to change for the lovers I've known, but I seem to fit like a key in your soul. You just adore every crazy thing that I do. Be crazy for you. Crazy for you. I'm crazy for you. I'm crazy for you. Crazy for you.
That is a fantastic song by That is a fantastic song by a man called Luke Dick. That is Crazy for You. We also heard back there the Spider song from a man who I met on the weekend at Nick Tan's gig. I haven't played a Nick Tan track this show yet. I better. Because he did have a fantastic gig. And he's playing tonight at the Cuban Bar. In fact, he's probably already played. So, well done to you, Nick. Hope the gig went well. Sorry we couldn't be there. Obviously, producing the show and packing, because I'm flying out tomorrow. Yes, Fit in the Conniptions. You can find them at conniptions.org. And there are free songs available there. So head over there and hook yourself up with those as well. Very interesting, very, very musically accomplished music. Very, very skillful music, I should say. Jazzy and interesting. Very smart, if you will. Fit in the Conniptions. So good stuff there. Also heard from Luke Dick. And now it is time for us to hear from Claire Nicholson and Yellowhammer. This is the album has been a collaboration across continents between brother and sister. Yellowhammer is the sort of outfit of Claire Nicholson's brother, Hugo, who works a lot in Los Angeles on music for movies, and composes things and all that sort of stuff. So. This particular tune, which you've just heard just a tiny bit of already, is called Quiet Company, and we're going to speak to Claire, and you'll hear the brand new single, which is out tomorrow at the Wheelbarrow in Kentish Town. Make sure you head on down there. It's going to be a fantastic show. It's free in. Great stuff. And we'll speak to Claire in just a moment, right here on the Justin Wayne Show. It's Recharged Radio. Once again, Quiet Company, Claire Nicholson, and Yellowhammer.
The beginning sets the scene, and the end is just a dream. Maybe we could spend the in-between in quiet company. When the morning comes too soon, for the evening's jealous moon, maybe we could afternoon in quiet company. Be found in quiet company. Yeah, baby, there is comfort to be found in quiet company. And I'm hanging out for free. In quiet company.
Just then, from
from the album 52 Card Pickup, which is going to be released very soon. The single launch, the song we're going to play after this interview, is this coming Thursday, 7th of April, and we are on the line with the artist right now. It is Claire Nicholson. How are you, Claire?
No, I'm good, thanks very much. How are you doing?
I apologize, that was very, very Radio 4. I'll do my best not to do that again. I blame it on my...
Oh, is that the wheelbarrow, by the way, in Camden? If you can just chuck that in as well.
Oh, of course, yeah. many Sorry. Times, many times, we will say. Excited, great to have you on the line. I do apologize for my cold. Hopefully it'll...
I didn't notice you have one, actually.
My voice isn't usually this low.
Really? Okay. We can talk like that, apparently, yeah. If you like. Where in America are you from, then? Where are you? You're not Canadian, are you?
No, I'm from Minnesota in the States. Nearly Canadian, but not quite.
Nearly Canadian, okay.
But, you were just telling me about your weekend in Oxfordshire, where you're from. So tell us a little bit about your sort of musical roots, where you're from out there in Oxfordshire, and how you've gotten now into playing in and around London.
Well, I'm actually from Oxfordshire, a tiny little village where they actually filmed Chitty Bang Bang with a windmill on the top of the hill there, and that's sort of where I almost grew up. I mean, we live somewhere else, but that's where I say I'm from, because I was there for most of my life, and it's a beautiful place, and I went back recently to do a gig there as a little mini launch for all my old mates down there in the local pub, and had a beautiful weekend. It was the weekend just gone, so stunning weather. Sitting outside and, in the sunny weather, kind of goes with the song that's coming out, really.
Yeah.
Good summer tune. So it was really, really lovely, yeah. And somehow or another, I ended up going from being almost a farmer. I was a shepherdess for years, but always doing music in between and in bands and working with other people, and then just decided to take the plunge of music full time and moved up to London.
All right.
And got on with it, basically, yeah.
Well, because I was reading your bio earlier today, and I read that you also started playing violin at the Royal Academy of Music. How long ago was that?
Yeah, that's a long time ago. I was 11, I think. Oh. 11 and for a couple of years, and it was a junior academy. Every Saturday, I'd just go and do that. Violin wasn't my favourite thing, but I had to learn the piano as well. And I'm very, very glad now that I did both and got such a good grounding in music, really, because my mum made me do it. She pushed me all the way, and I'm very thankful that she did, because I ended up getting lots of work, doing session work for lots of different people, and touring the world a couple of times as well. So I think it really helped a lot.
Well, is this your first album by yourself, then? Because you've done a lot of... backing vocals and session and touring and stuff like that.
No, I've done loads. So this is a debut, really. had some amazing gigs and touring experiences, but it got to the point where I needed more. I really enjoyed it, but I kept finding myself having to shut up. Which is not really particularly good, you know. Always wanting to stick my oar in, and it's not really welcome all that often. So I thought perhaps I shouldn't be doing this anymore, and I should get on with my own thing and give it a go. But I didn't have much confidence, but that really helped, I think, to get my confidence up. And because I got a lot of interest from fans and stuff, and like, ooh, who's she? So all right, maybe I'll give it a go. And it's been a long, hard struggle ever since, I have to say, but worth every bit of it.
So did you start doing the tours, the Sing for Your Supper tours around England and Ireland? Where did that sort of come into place between doing your session work and doing your own stuff?
Session work was years ago. My own stuff has been really for the last 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
And since making the album and finding the right people to work with on the album, writing the songs, co-writing the songs with lots of different people, writing those and those, and gigging, basically, that all has sort of happened in the past. This Sing for Your Supper thing is a new thing, which I started last year in May, and actually the new the first episode is out in our newsletter, which is only to fans for the moment. But yeah, it's me in the camper van with the dog and a girl filming the whole thing. And we start off in Norfolk and drive all the way down through into Ireland and sort of blagging a gig at a trad night in the Lions Bar in Kilkenny. all that kind of stuff on the first episode. That's kind of when I did that, which is a year ago now, but we're just releasing it now. So, but it's great because I was doing it anyway, you know, I was playing guitar. People would say, you know, would you please come and just, you know, can you do our party or wedding or what have you, and they'd all say, well, we'll feed you and water you, is that okay? And of course I'd be up for it, and so I thought, well, why not just take that around the countryside, and I ended up in some incredible places.
Yeah.
I met some amazing musicians too. It was brilliant.
Well, what a great way to get yourself out there and just to sort of get the practice of playing and to sort of test your music against the crowds, I suppose.
No, absolutely. And I have to say, I really wanted to just get out and get on with it, you know. Waiting around for people to get back to you about booking gigs, you know, faffing around. There's an awful lot of that around. And I just thought, I just got to go.
Yeah.
You've got to get out there and get on with it and see what happens. And Ireland, I thought, really is quite a challenge because they don't suffer fools over there.
Yeah,
they like their
true.
Music. And I thought, if I can get them on side, then we'll be all right. And I seem to do okay, I think. It was great fun. And then I went to Cornwall and Devon as well in all that snow last year in the winter, in December.
Oh gosh.
Which was an interesting experience, but again, great fun.
Did that improve your confidence in your own music then, going around like that?
Definitely a huge amount, I have to say. Actually, it was brilliant. Best thing I ever did for me, for confidence, for having banter with the audience, you know, getting the stories going, having fun with people, relaxing more, and enjoying it, you know. Nowadays, it's like I'm absolutely loving it, and the band I've got now as well, just we're all really gelling at the moment, and it feels great, you know. It definitely helps. You've just got to gig a lot, I think, to really get to a really good standard, you know.
Well, and I should ask, is the band that you're with now in the UK, because I know that Yellowhammer specifically was a... This was a collaboration with your brother living in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So how does that work with the band now, and how is the recording?
It's totally different. Totally separate. Totally, completely separate, yeah. Now, Hugo did that actually quite a while ago, and he was living in London at the time in Acton. And I actually sang that vocal on a really short mic into his laptop, and I actually had to bend over to sing it. So nothing's as glamorous as being in LA, but there you go. And they're totally different musicians. He, I think, actually used some of the session people, because he does a lot of film work over there. I think he used some of the session people from Ocean's 11.
Oh, wow.
And 12 and 13, because he engineered that with David Holmes.
Okay.
But I think, you know, all the sort of little jobs he was doing, maybe he was just sort of, yeah, you can just buy a little drum track down on that for me, because, yeah. Which is great, and he's actually his whole record's amazing. You should all check it out. But he'll never gig it, you see. He'll never be out gigging it. And the ones I sang on, I think it's great to have on my album, mate. It's good for both of us, you know.
Yeah, well, that's really cool. And you've got your own record label set up as well, instead of going with one of these bigger independent record labels, which you probably could do. But tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. You never know.
Sure.
But in the meantime, it's just a case of, like I say, getting on with it. Rather than chasing a deal, just get on with it. Make sure you're happy with it before you do anything, and then you know, start getting it out there. Do it on your own label. If it works out and we do well, I mean, you know, it's a big business to be in, and it's a tough business to be in, so we have to get it right. And it's not an easy business to crack. I mean, the competition is huge out there. So, you know, doing it by yourself is a struggle, and finding the right people to work with, all of these things, it's another learning curve, another big learning thing entirely. But if we do get somewhere and we actually, you know, start making some waves, you know, it all comes back to us and we can put it straight back into the company. I mean, we're looking to sign other people as well if it does well, you know.
Yeah.
And keep it going like that. And then maybe we might even license it. I think there was talk of licensing it over in Europe, in Holland and stuff like that. So, but it's obviously better if you can keep hold of your rights, but I wouldn't rule out big labels because they do have the machine, you know, the big money machine, I guess.
Yeah.
It's well, to make it happen for people, but it doesn't always work like that.
One of the things,
and I'd seen loads of artists be signed, get a huge advance, do their records, and then the record company not know how to market it and shelve it, and they can't even get it back, and then they drop them, and it's the worst thing that can ever happen to an artist, I think. So maybe I was a bit scared of that happening, you know. I've never wanted that to happen. Well, I've seen the effects of it on other people I've known,
especially in the last five years more specifically, but in the last 5 to 10 years that's happened a lot. I mean, I've known quite a few bands. That,
yeah, and it's the hardest, horriblest thing to happen. You have to really somehow pick yourself up and start again, basically. I mean, all your heart and soul has gone into an album, you know. It's, everything goes into it. You're sort of drained when you've finished it. So I just hate it if I wouldn't be able to get it off them, unless you paid them loads of money, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's tricky old business, but I wouldn't be doing anything else, don't think.
Sure. No, I suppose. Do you still do any shepherding at all, or is it just is
well,
it all
actually,
music?
Well, actually, the weekend I was down at the farm where we used to work on. We stayed with them. Me and my husband stayed there, and we got a dog as well, George, who is from that farm. He saw his brother and his mum, and of course, well, they're lambing at the moment. They got loads of sheep around down there at the moment, and I've written a little blog about it. Some photos of me with some land.
Sure.
But no, I don't do that work anymore. It's very hard work.
And
I'm doing this, so I love it though. I'd like to be able to get my own little small holding one day.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Very cool. Well, let's talk a little bit about the single launch next week on the 7th at the Wheelbarrow, of course.
Yeah, looking forward to that. That's going to be great fun.
Yeah.
It's I think it's an NME night, isn't it? Geek night, I think. Where's my flyer? So that is.
No.
Yeah, well, it's there's some other bands as well playing.
Okay.
But it's going to be a really good night. There's three other bands playing, and it's a really good venue. Very very excited about it actually, because we're playing with the full band again. And we've got all kinds of exciting things sort of going on. Lots of people come in, I hope. But quite a bit of rising, which is nice.
The Wheelbarrow used to be the Flower Pot, didn't it? Up there in the...
That's right. And I think it's the Flower Pot people that's running the Wheelbarrow now.
Okay.
But they actually had to leave the premises, I think, where they were before.
Ah.
I think. Don't quote me on that, though.
No, it is a great venue, though. We've done... I've been to a couple gigs there, so it's a cool place to be. That'll be fun.
Oh, great. I haven't been there yet, so I look forward to that.
And you were saying that there's another single that's going to be released before the album goes out.
Yes, just before. This is actually a collaboration, another one, with the lead singer from Alabama 3, Larry Love.
All right.
It's a cover of an old tune by Nancy and Lee called Summer Wine. And we heard it on the radio ages and ages ago, and just sort of thought, oh my goodness, this would be amazing to cover. Who would we do it with? And it was instant, you know, Larry Love, because he's got the voice for it, and we know him anyway. In fact, I'm supporting him on Friday in Edgeford Corn Exchange. It should be good. And I think we're going to sing it there as well. And it's a classic. And it's been it's been produced by Romeo Stoddard from The Magic Numbers as well.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Cool.
So fingers crossed, people will like this.
Yeah.
Good fun.
It will be. Well, we'll definitely get loads of people down there on the 7th. to the wheelbarrow
to see.
Oh,
great. And, it'd be great to see you.
And the album, I don't have it in my notes. I'm gonna confess. I don't have it in my notes. When does 52 Card Pickup come out? Have you guys set a release date for the album?
I think it's sort of mid June. I think.
Okay.
I'm not even sure myself.
Fair enough.
Around mid June, I think it's possibly the 13th of June rings a bell.
That would.
But depending on that, I'm not sure. It may move anyway because these things do. But
that's true.
But it'll be mid June, I should think, sometime around then.
Well, next week, 7th of April, is the single launch for this track we're going to play now. And, before we do play that, Claire, tell us where we can all find you online and all the sort of magical Facebook and Twitter-type places. Because you got all that. You've got a beautiful website, by the way.
So you broke up then.
Oh, sorry. No, you have a beautiful website. And obviously have all those links and things. So tell us where we can find you at.
www.clairenicholson.com. And I'm really sorry because the spelling is rather a pain. I'm stuck with it now. It's Nicholson without an H and Claire with all the vowels. And I'm on Facebook. You can just find me there. Come and say hello. I've got a page on that. Or just come and say hello to me personally. Do whatever you like, really. And I'm on Twitter. Twitter.com/Claire Nicholson. And I've also got a blog on WordPress, which I've been busily writing today. So come and say hello.
Cool. Well... it is time now for the single, and will you do a radio job, or tell us at least what the song You and I is about, and then give your best radio try at introducing it for us.
Okay, well, this song is about surviving life, I think, and looking on the bright side of it all and getting through, and also about the morning after the night before, on a summer's. And so this is Claire Nicholson and Yellowhammer, and...
endlessly at burning. The golden age of steam must be a memory that just needs burning. Rail, rail, defeats John Cale, pulmonary breakdown. He died one day in a sad buffet, trying to get some moldy cake down.
Trans expansive Transylvanium, trans advancing, prancing tranium. Trans expansive Transylvanium, trans advancing, prancing tranium.
Trains, trains dissolve in vain. Casey Jones lies bleeding. Twisted tracks just broke his back, and now he's catching up with his reading.
Trans expansive Transylvanium, trans advancing, prancing tranium. Trans expansive Transylvanium, trans advancing, prancing tranium.
Right, that is Big Block 54. They submitted that a long time ago, like 3 weeks ago. So sorry to those guys for not playing it sooner. We'll hear more from them in the future. But that is our time for this evening. Thanks very much to Claire Nicholson for coming along. Thanks very much to Circus Envy for their free music feature this week. And thank you to you all for your. I'm very humbled by your support over the last about three and a bit years now. Thank you to all of you that have been helping and supporting, and do head over to thejustinwayneshow.com/store if you're interested in supporting us by getting a shirt and wearing it. We've got a little got the little store all set up and ready to go for you. So thank you very much for that. I do appreciate it. Next week is the show that's going to be curated by our good friend Billy, and I've got the list. It's fantastic, and he's even set me a task, which I am up for the challenge. He is going to send me out into the world to get some of these other tracks that he's found. So we'll have at least his show next week, and then probably a show in a couple of weeks' time or in a month's time that he's done and curated and pulled sort of all by himself. So it'll be brand new tracks that Billy selected on the show as well. You want to participate, Justin, at rechargeradio.com, let me know, or on the Facebook, or on the Twitter, or on the MySpace, or on the webpage, anywhere. Rodrigo de Sá is next to the Island Music Show. He's in the chat room, ready to wear and to go. So have a say hello to him. I will see you soon. Thank you very much. Have a great week. See you next week.
Independent radio for independent music. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Get in touch. studio@rechargedradio.com. The best new independent music.